WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Critic at large Laurie Stone has a review of a play now on Broadway called M. Butterfly. It's about political, psychological, and sexual deceptions.
How can it be true? In the 1960s, a French diplomat stationed in Beijing began a 20-year affair with a woman, who later revealed she was a spy and a man. The diplomat was flabbergasted by both disclosures. How can it be true? That question intrigued David Henry Hwang, the author of FOB and Family Devotions, and the resulting meditation is his latest play, M. Butterfly, now running at the Eugene O'Neill Theater. The piece is loaded with intelligence and spooky beauty. Hwang calls the diplomat Gallimore, he's played by John Lithgow, and makes him a man who's always felt unmasculine. In his mind, he sees a perfect woman, entirely devoted to satisfying men's needs, like a geisha, like Puccini's binge on masochism, Madame a Butterfly. Such a creature could make Gallimard lean, mean, and leathery enough to rise to the occasion, any occasion. To conquer the country of woman offers a map to all domains, other races, other nations. He believes secretly burned to be dominated. And he meets her in the flesh, this figure in his brain. She's a performer in the Beijing opera, Song Li Ling, played by B.D. Wong. More than any woman he's known, she understands exactly what a man like him wants, and she seduces him, makes him such a slave of his own imaginings, she can convince him of anything. First, that she's a modest woman. Always the lights must be off, and he can never fully undress her. Second, that she becomes pregnant and bears his child. Third, that the information he passes to her about the U.S.'s mounting involvement in Vietnam is only of interest to her because it's his work. Hwang doesn't penetrate the psychology of this relationship as richly as its politics. We don't feel the two characters as lovers, intimate and alone. We don't feel Li Ling's side of the attraction until nearly the end. But with cunning and style, Hwang does answer the question, how can this man not know his lover was a man? The answer is, he knows and doesn't know. He is so deeply repressed he can keep the truth at bay indefinitely, and in a psyche where repression rules, fantasy runs rampant. It does not matter what sex his lover is, or who, as an individual, his lover is, but rather what gender is represented, what fantasy construction of human parts is offered for delectation. And Hwang brilliantly dramatizes how gender works as a bedrock of all fantasies of otherness, how the European imagines all Asian men as feminine, all Asian countries as properly subdued by the white West. The play's minor characters don't add much depth or light, and although Lithgow works hard, he comes off open-faced and blunt, not in the least European or dark around the edges. B.D. Wong, on the other hand, is a marvel, equally credible as both a woman and a man, slippery and sexy all the time. He speaks like a woman by merely changing the register and tempo of his voice, not resorting to falsetto. He creates the proof in the flesh that gender, as Li Ling asserts, is largely a lie of the mind. The physical production is as startling and definitive as Wong's performance. From the no-fat direction to the lights, sound designs, and music, elements that dance with each other and constantly cue moods. The set especially is magic. A long ramp that winds in on itself, a Mobius strip, inside shifting to outside and back, like the psyche itself. Hwang, who brings mind and grace to a theater scene starving for these qualities, is only 30. I can't wait to see what he'll do next.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic, and is a contributor to The Village Voice.